Summer Lightning by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by John Well. Chapter 1. Trouble Brewing at Blandings. Blandings Castle slept in the sunshine. Dancing little ripples of heat mist played across its smooth lawns and stone-flagged terraces. The air was full of the lulling drone of insects. It was that gracious hour of a summer afternoon, midway between luncheon and tea, when nature seems to unbutton its waistcoat and put its feet up. In the shade of a laurel bush outside the back premises of this stately home of England, Beach, butler to Clarence, 9th Earl of Emsworth, its proprietor, sat sipping the contents of a long glass and reading a weekly paper devoted to the doings of society and the stage. His attention had just been arrested by a photograph in an oval border on one of the inner pages, and for perhaps a minute he scrutinized this in a slow, thorough, pop-eyed way, absorbing its every detail. Then, with a fruity chuckle, he took a penknife from his pocket, cut out the photograph, and placed it in the recesses of his costume. At this moment the laurel bush, which had hitherto not spoken, said, "The butler started violently. A spasm ran through his ample frame. "Beach!" said the bush. Something was now peering out of it. This might have been a wood nymph, but the butler rather thought not, and he was right. It was a tall young man with light hair. He recognized his employer's secretary, Mr. Hugo Carmody, and rose with pained reproach. His heart was still jumping, and he had bitten his tongue.
"Startle you, Beach?"
"Extremely, sir."
"I'm sorry. Excellent for the liver, though. Beach,